Welcome back. Hope everybody got some time off, enjoyed the time off, you got time off. We're going to be studying the number of sugyas that come off of the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, of Chaf Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. We did a few issues in the Mishnah, the main issues in the first half of the Mishnah, before the break. Now we're going to discuss all the issues that come up in the last half of the Mishnah. And as often comes up, in the Mishnayos, you have a lot of very interesting, well-known Shas topics that come up in the end of the Mishnah. So we'll pick it up from the second half of the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah states, Nashim va'avadim muktanim p'tur menasim. Women, slaves, and ketanim are pater from the sukkah. Katan she'eino tzarech li'imo chayev b'sukkah. Apologize a little bit in advance. My voice is bothering me a lot, so I'm not going to yell as much as I normally do. So I apologize about that in advance. So you're going to have to stay awake on your own. Nashim avadim uktanim p'tur min asukkah. Katan she'eino tzarech li'imo is chayev b'sukkah. That women are exempt from the sukkah. Presumably, the reason is because the mitzvah says she has man graba. Ketanim are exempt from the sukkah because they are exempt from all mitzvahs. But katan she'eino tzarech li'imo, once the katan is eino tzarech li'imo, is chayev b'sukkah. Ma'isa v'yoldo kaloso shel shamay hazaken. Ma'isa happened, and the daughter-in-law of Shammai gave birth to a baby, and he ripped away the plaster on the ceiling with sikech agabi amita b'shvil katan, and his infant. So Shammai made sure that the infant was sleeping in the sukkah. Obviously, it sounds like that story goes against what we just said in the Mishnah, that Katan she'in tzarech li'imo is chayav b'sukkah. Shammai apparently held that even an infant, there was a certain kiyum. It's very strange because an infant, I mean, forget about being chayav in mitzvahs. The maisa mitzvah of an infant is nothing. An infant has no idea of a chalal, what's going on. So we're going to have to figure out what exactly Shammai was driving at by doing what he did. So let's take a look at the Gemara. Minahani milei. So the Gemara wants to know, How do we know that women are exempt? So first the Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanan Ezrach ze Ezrach. Ezrach means a resident. Ha Ezrach, who are the residents. Not a very politically correct Gemara. But Ha Ezrach lahotzi es hanash. So when it's limiting, it's talking about the residents. Rashi's language is here. Miyuman sheba ezrachim lahotzi es hanashim. Don't know exactly what that means, but somehow the main, more public residents of the land of Israel, the homeowners, I guess, however you want to say it.
Ezrach, so ha ezrach es lahotzi es hanashim. Kol l'rabos es haktan. So Amar Mar ha ezrach lahotzi es hanashim l'nigma de ezrach b'nashim ingami mashma. Would have just said Azrech, it would have meant men and women, but Ha'azrech comes to exclude the women. But Tanya Ha'azrech, Larabos is Sanoshim, Ha'azrechios, Shechayavos B'inoy. When it comes to Yom HaKippurim, the Chamesh is Inuyim and Yom Kippur, that you have to not eat and drink and not anoint yourself, all the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. So there, Ha'azrech includes the women. So how can you tell me Ha'azrech by Sukkah excludes the women? Alma Ezrach Gavre Mashma. So you see from there that the word Ezrach by itself would just be men. Ha Ezrach comes to include the women. So how can you say by Sukkah it's not that way? Amar Slidmore says, yeah, you're right. Amar Rabba Hilchasinim. No, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Ba'as Mechina Rabbana Nakroi. The rabbis just hung it on the Pasuk. But that doesn't help. You still got the contradiction. Hey Krova Hey Hilchasa. First of all, which is the Pasuk and which is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? And furthermore, Kra Lomali, Bechlal the Kasha, as the Gemara continues on to Amid Beis, Kra Lavali.
I think I'm missing some here. The suk Kra Lavali, Hilchas Lavali. What do I need a lachal motion? We see when I pasuk. Hasuka mitzvah sasei shazman grama. The chol mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Nashim peturos. What are you coming with a brisa that tells me a drasha to exclude women from sukkah? What do you need it for, bechlal? It's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. And furthermore, why don't I need a pasuk to include women at the chayv and the chamish inuim of Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur mid Ravida Marav Nafka dam Ravida Marav v'chein tanu dvi Rabbi Shmuel makra ish o isha hish v'akasav isha l'ish l'chol onshin shebat Torah. So that why do you need to tell me that a woman's chayv and chamish inuim? Ha'ezrach comes to include women. I know it already from the drasha. So the Gemara answers like this: Amar Abayu, the olam sukkah hilchasa. Really, sukkah is a halacha l'moshe misinai that women are exempt from sukkah. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. Why do you need a halacha l'moshe misinai? No, it's true. And you need a halacha l'moshe misinai to exempt women from sukkah. Rabbi says, no, it's taka halacha l'moshe misinai to exempt women from sukkah, because you might have thought that teshvu ke'in taduru teaches me you have to live in the sukkah the way you live in the house, just like in the house, it's you and your wife and children are eating together. So too, you might have thought that a woman is obligated in sukkah because of teshuva.
What does it mean?
What
does it, you know, we must say why some people don't sleep in the sukkah because of teshuva getting to do? Because a woman's putter in the sukkah? So a man wouldn't have to sleep in the sukkah by himself?
Okay, let's say that that's true.
So using the same meaning, but in the exact opposite.
Well, it's a Havamina. Havamina is rejected. That's why it's a havamina.
Teaches otherwise, but without
that, a woman's not chayev.
Right, but without the love of Yisina, we would have thought. Like, what would we have thought?
How
the opposite, the conflicting ideas.
But the teshuva came to duru to be potter.
So now they have the love of Yisina, and then it goes the other way.
Right, I think so.
Yeah, but even the havamina saying
exactly,
because the man's chayev, she's
yeah, I don't know what you're saying. Then you have
the havamina is that she's really not chayev, but she's. Because the husband has a chiyuv, so she has to sit too.
So he's asking, why do you say the same thing by sleeping? By sleeping, we say since the woman
right.
is not mechuyev, the husband's not
mechuyev. Yeah, the lachamoshu
sinai. Then
you come back.
Right, lachamoshu sinai teaches you go in the other direction. Right, it's a little straight, it's a little circular. Okay, so that's Abaye's teretz. Rava has a different limit. Rava Amar Itzrich, Sachet Ad Chamini Yalv Chamishos Chamishos Mechag Amatzos. Malahal nashim chayavos afkan nashim chayavos kamash one, right? Women are obligated in matzah. That's a question. Why are women obligated in matzah? So we say kol sheyeshno matzah is also mitzvah seishes mangrom, but we have a drasha hekesh kol sheyeshno mabal toch alchametz yeshno b'kumachol matzah. The Torah compares. The pasuk says shivas yamin, right? It says. Right, lo sochal olav chametz shivas yom tocha olav matzahs lechemoni. You can't eat chametz together with the korban pesach. Rather, you have to eat matzah. So the juxtaposition, the hekesh, that you compare matzah to chametz. So we learn that women, even though women normally are not obligated mitzvah seishas matrama, matzah lechayev. So you might have thought, Rava says tesvav chag matzahs. Since we know tesvav teaches me a lot of halachas in the first night of sukkahs. Like we saw earlier, Tesvav, for instance, teaches me that there's a chiyuv to the sukkah on the first night. Whereas, let's say on the first day, by day, if it rains, it's raining, and you eat your meal in the house. So there's no chiyuv on the first day after you're done with the meal. It stops raining, the sun comes out, so you're gonna go back into the sukkah. There's no chiyuv to go back into the sukkah. We pass against Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. We pass like Chachamim. Chachamim say that. You don't have to. So, only on the first night. But on the first night, if it rains, that's why if it rains on the first night, let's say you're waiting, or you eat inside, you just maybe ate a kezayis without a bracha in the sukkah, then you go back inside to eat your meal. So if it stops raining, you got to go back outside and make a bracha, because you have a chiyuv to eat the first night. That comes from Tesfav Michag HaMatzis. So, Kamash Malan, you might have thought that women are chayiv, just like the Chayiv Matzis, Kamash Malan. So the Gemara says, so women are actually exempt from Sukkah, not because of Mitzvah Seishas Zman. Well, it is because of Mitzvah Seishas Zman. However, you might have thought that they would include them either because of Teishu Kein Tanduru or because of Tesfav Tesfav. So you have Halacha L'Moshe Mishina says, no, that's not the proper word. Don't include them because of that. That's the Halacha L'Moshe Mishina. So Halacha L'Moshe Mishina comes to exclude women. So the Gemara says, V'hashad da'am esukah hilchasa kro lamali. So what do you need a pasuk for? L'rabos es hagerim. Sa'akadat d'chamina ha'ezrach b'yisrael v'cham v'lo es hagerim. That a ger is man chayiv in sukah kamash malon. And so the Gemara now just finishes up, Yom HaKippur m'divida m'rav nafka. Why do you need a pasuk to include women for Yom Kippur? L'initzuch el l'tosefes inuy. Oh, tosefes yadif. Sa'akadat d'chamina ho'ol mid rachman l'tosefes inuy onesh. You might have thought that since the Torah excludes Tosefes Yom HaKippurim from punishment and from Azhara, that it's from the Isser, you might have thought that women are not obligated to fast during Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Interesting Havamina. Because since Tosefes Yom HaKippurim does not have the Onesh, so the Gemara here is talking about the mitzvah that we have to add on to Yontif. The source of that mitzvah, really, we only have it really explicitly by adding on to Yom Kippur. That's where it comes from. The Torah says, Be'erev ad erev. Since the Torah talks about Yom Kippur, there's very strange language. Right? B'tishal achodesh be'erev, be'erev ad erev. So the Gemara learns that from that. So the Gemara learns that from that, that it's actually not just the mitzvah to observe Yom Kippur itself from sundown to sundown, but there's actually an obligation to add on a little bit. You have to add on a little bit beforehand. You have to add on a little bit. The question is, that's a famous issue that's debated, we'll talk about it in 1 second, about what the nature of that addition is. The famous, we'll see how to plug it into this tomorrow in 1 minute, but just first explain what we're talking about. There's a mitzvah to add on to Yom Kippur, just like there's a mitzvah to add on to Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to add on to Yom Kippur. Not allowed to just wait till Shkia and say, okay, I'm accepting Shabbos at Shkia. There's a mitzvah, Midoraisa, perhaps. There's a mitzvah to add on to Shabbos, to add on to Yom Kippur. You have to add on a little bit. So the Gemara says there's a mitzvah to add on to Yom Kippur. So why do I need a pasuk to include women to Inui? Although I know women are obligated to Inui. Says the Gemara, you know why I need a pasuk to include women for the Inuyim? I need the pasuk to include them that they're obligated to Tosefes Inuy. Because you might have thought that women are not obligated to Tosefes Inuy. Why? Because since Tosefes Inuy is not really like Yom Kippur proper in the following sense, that it's already limited from Azhara and Onesh, that there is no onesh. If you eat during the additional time that you added on, you don't get karas. If you eat during that additional time, you don't get karas. Or if you, there's no ashara, there's no lav. Or there's no lav chlal. Rashi dances around that issue over here. What does it mean, ashara? The whole din is an asay, no? V'inisim es nafsho secha. It also says, "Kol hanefesh shelo su'uneh v'nichrusa." It's interesting that it refers to it as an azhara. If you look at Rashi, Rashi deals with this issue a little bit. Oh, miyate kra milav v'kares. Look at Rashi. V'tosefes inui shehitzrich hakosav lahaskil ulihisanos mibaod yom. The Torah requires you to begin fasting while it's still day. Oh, miyate kra milav v'kares tachsiv b'inui. So if you eat in that additional time period that you have a mitzvah to accept upon yourself Yom Kippur early. And included in that mitzvah of Tosefes Yontif is not just you have to observe Yontif, but you have to observe the Inui that you can't fast.
that you have to fast. The Eino Anush Kares. So you don't get Kares for that. So you might have thought that women are also not obligated in the mitzvah of Tosefes. Afilu mitzvah saseh ba'alma. Kamash Malon, the pasuk teaches me that a woman is chayiv in Tosefes. Now, so a number of interesting things here. Number one is regarding this issue. Let's talk a little bit regarding this issue of Tosefes Yantav. So this is a dvarim yiduim, but we'll just review it briefly. Tosefes Yom Kippur. So the interesting thing over here is that the Gemara, first of all, points out that this mitzvah to add on to Yom Kippur has different properties than Yom Kippur itself. A, the Gemara says that there's no onesh and there's no azhara, no punishment. So if you're, let's say you, that what this would sound like, if you would be Mekabel Shabbos early, you're Mekabel Shabbos early. And you're Mechalal Shabbos in the time that you're Mechalal Shabbos. So, Shabbos for you, it's still light outside. Erev Shabbos, it's Tosefes. So, do you get killed for violating Shabbos in that time? It's during Tosefes. From the Gemara, it sounds like you don't. There's no punishment by Yom Kippur. It's a Dover Pashim. That's one interesting point. The other interesting point here is there's a famous sugi about this. Can you be yotze the mitzvahs of Yantiv and Tosefes Yantiv? Let's say on Pesach night, can you start your Seder early before while it's light outside? Be Mekabel Yantiv. So we don't even get a punishment, but can you be Yotze to say them? So there's a Tosas in Arvi Psachim that talks about that. Well, let's see if I have it over here. I don't think I have it. Oh, here it is. Look at that. Arvi Psachim Samach Lemincha Yochalav Neman Shetechshach. Right? Erev Pesach Samach Lemincha, you're not allowed to eat Ad Shetechshach. So there's a Tosas right in the beginning of Arvi Psachim, the 10th breath of Psachim, that talks about that. This question. So, why does the Gemara have to say Ajitechshach? Pshita tells him, oh, the Gemara, Gabish Abbasim Tom Lo Ketanila, it doesn't say you have to wait Ajitechshach. So, Tosis has two opinions. Omer Harimi Korbil, the Gabi Matzah Dafka Be'inan Ajitechshach, Kedetani Betosefta Pesach El Matzah Mar Mitzvasa Mishitechshach, the time which you say, Vachlus Abbasim Balaila Hazet, Umatzah Umar Iskishul Pesach. The special halacha by Pesach, Tosef says in Arvi Psachim. Rimi Korbil, the first opinion, says it's a special halacha by Pesach since Korban Pesach has to be eaten by Laila, night. In other words, you don't just have to eat the Korban Pesach on Pesach. You can accept yourself Pesach while it's still day. But the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by Laila. Laila means it's dark outside. It's got to be dark. So once you have to eat Korban Pesach by Laila, and we have a hekesh that compares the matzah and the morah have to be at the same time as the Korban Pesach, so that's a special halacha by Pesach. But by Shabbos and Yontif, and that's the way we paskin, not everybody passes this way, but most poskim understand that umatzah was going to say, Avol sudas Shabbos miyom tovim matzil achalumi ba'odio. But sudas Shabbos and Yontif, like many of us probably do, if you accept Shabbos early and you eat the Shabbos meal, you eat the Suda while it's still light outside. It's no problem. Kedar Perk Tfilas HaShachar, Mispal Adam Shel Shabbos, Perav Shabbos, V'orme Kiddush Hayom Yibod Yom. So some say Dafka Kiddush, you could say, but not necessarily the meal. But that's one opinion. Who's that? That's the Rimi Kerbil. V'omer Mohoreno Harav Yechiel. Tichiparach V'gamara Yerav Yisachim, Lo Matz Lishnim Tanak and Avram Sohm, Shudu Boi Lumisne Hashem Teshach Tekrash Min Vezim Kovun. Fine. He has a separate point, not relevant so much to our discussion. But then Tosa quotes a third opinion. For Rabbeinu Yehuda tirates, afilu ibe inen gabe shabbos yom tomach etzach. Even if even by Shabbos and Yontif, you're not yotze your Shabbos and Yontif meal until it's dark outside. Hacha itzrich lemisne. Here you need to say it anyway. The asal mashmina dafka of the shchitas psachem yibod yom. Ah, really? By all yomim tovim you need ashen tachshach. So why does it only say by Korban Pesach? Because by Pesach you might have thought that you could actually be yotze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach early. Because since the shechit is by yom, still, and all other korbanos that are shechted during the day, you can eat them during the day. But Korban Pesach is different; you have to wait until night. But really, it's the same halacha applies by all Shabbos and Yomim. So you have here two deis in Tosfos about whether or not you could be yotzei in the mitzvah. Of the mitzvahs hayom of Shabbos and Yontif in the time of Tosefos, which is very relevant to halacha l'maaseh, to what many of us do all the time if you're mekabel Shabbos early. So in the Acharonim, the standard understanding, the Acharonim understand this machlokas to be, how do you understand the nature of this addition to Yontif? Do we say that you're mamish extending Yontif itself? Now again, even if you say you're extending Yontif itself, it doesn't mamish mean you totally extend it because of Gabi Odesh and Azara. The Gemara by us says clearly it's not for Gabi Odesh and Azara. You don't get a skila for violating Shabbos if it's still light outside. There's an Isser. You're makabal on yourself an Isser Malach. It's a mitzvah saseh. If you need it, me'erev on erev. You have a mitzvah saseh to add on to Shabbos. So you have to add on an Isser Malach. So if you violate it, you violate an Isser saseh. You violate the mitzvah saseh. So there's no punishment. But the question is, even in this extension, so the way that Acharonim say it, again, you can't say it's mamish, because you can't say it's mamish Shabbos, but the way that Acharonim say is that, how do we view this extension? Is this extension that you're actually extending Shabbos, or no? Now it's not Shabbos, it's just something called Nisr Malacha. You have a mitzvah, you have a Nisr Malacha, right? But it's not mamish Shabbos in the sense that you could be Mekayim in the mitzvah. That's 2 days of Tosfos over here in Arim Sukkah. There's many sources in Shas that talk about this. There's a Tosfos in Ksubas, if I remember correctly, in Daf Mem Zayin, where Tosfos talks about whether Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, right? The Gemara over there in Ksubas talking about getting married on Yontif. So Tosfos over there seems to say that if you would get married during Tosefes Yontif, there wouldn't be a problem with Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, because there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Tosefes Yontif. The Tosis and Ksubas like that. If I'm not mistaken, on Mem Zayin, Tosis has that over there. It's part of the same question about whether or not you view, is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? Is it just an Isra Malacha? Is it just a mitzvah to like separate yourself from Malacha a little bit extra? Or no, we say it's Mamish, you're extending the holiday. And this is also the basis of the famous Machloksin between the Taz and the Marshal. Again, I didn't have so much time to photocopy everything before this. Right, that's the Rimi Korlil, Rabbeinu Yehuda. And there's a famous machlokas, the Taz and the Marshal. Two places, two machloksin. One is in the laws of Shmini Atzeres, right, where the Taz says, the Taz quotes a Marshal, that the Marshal forbids to be mekabel Shmini Atzeres early. You can't start Shmini Atzeres early, because you're going to be left with a problem about whether to eat a sukkah or not. That's what the Marshal says. Because on the one hand, it's still light outside. There's sukkahs. But on the other hand, you're ready with Makadosh Mini Atzeres, and at least the Eretz Yisrael, for sure, you don't eat in the sukkah. So the Marshal says, you know what, don't play around with it. Just don't start Yontif early. You're getting yourself into too many problems because you're not going to know whether to sit in the sukkah or not. So don't start Yontif early, as the Marshal says. And the Taz is the following language. Marshal says, why was the Marshal Geyser Tainus for no reason? Why was he Geyser Tainus? He says, you can't start early, you can't eat. What's the problem? If you're starting Shmini Atzeres early, so it's no longer Shmini Atzeres, Sukkah is no longer Sukkah, Sukkah is no Shmini Atzeres, don't eat in the Sukkah, what's the problem? If you start, there's no problem. So there's no reason. Sit in the sukkah, I ate some light outside.
But it's later time, but you start Shmir and says not sukkahs anymore. So the Achronim say, there's a sefer, Rabbi Yitzchak Adler, wrote a sefer called Ian Belumdus. Ian Belumdus. Anybody remember that sefer? Rabbi Yitzchak Adler? Rabbi Yitzchak Adler is a Rosh Shiva in Muncie. He wrote a sefer called Ian Belumdus. So this is one of the classic pieces in the sefer, Ian Belumdus. Do you have the sefer? That was one of the sefer. Never got. Someone I once had it, lent it to somebody, I lost it, but it's a beautiful sefer about. Basically, it's about methodology of Belumdus. So this is the classic. So one of his classic chakiras in the sefer, Ian Belumdus, is whenever you have an extension of something, does it retain the properties of the original? The original thing that you're extending, or is it a new creation? The Beri Chadasha, right? Like
shofar.
What?
Extra like, calls. Shofar.
Is it part of the same mitzvah? Hidden mitzvah, or, right? He has there also. Like there's a famous Rav Chaim, where Rav Chaim talks about whether halacha l'moshe misina is mifareshes or mechadeshes. Is it mifaresh the pasuk or is it mechadesh a new halacha? Anyway, we're getting a little far afield. Let's stick with this. So, and then there's a Taz and Marshal Lishitasim by Shavuos, I think, about starting Shavuos early. Let's say we have Shabbos meals. Taz, yeah. Right, so the Marshal, same thing, about Shabbos meals. The Taz and Orachaim, Simon Reish, Tzadi Aleph, Simkat Vav. There's a Taz over there, Reish Tzadiyah. Remember the Shabbos meals, the Marshal says there, you can only eat your Shabbos meals at night, because he holds that when you're starting, it's not really considered to be Ma'am Shabbos, just an Issa Malacha, but the Taz says no problem. You can start early. And
it seems like the Shavuos and Shemini Atzeres are very much different than Shabbos and Erev and Yom Kippur, just because you're by definition taking away from something. In the case of Shavuos,
yeah, that's what others say. That's what others say. Very good. Correct. Right. That's true. One could say. Yeah. Some do suggest that. Okay. Fine. So that's one point. So now, hold on. But what does it do with our Gemara? Oh, so I want. So perhaps we could suggest. That was the Havamina of our Gemara about why women would be exempt from Tosefis. Maybe one could suggest that since Tosefis is this separate type of halacha, so our Gemara is suggesting a Havamina that a woman wouldn't be obligated in the midst of Tosefis because Tosefis doesn't necessarily play by all the rules of the Iker, like the Gemara is saying. So that works in nicely with the Shita that holds that Tosefis is a Stam. An Isser Malacha is just a separate halacha. It's not connected necessarily to the actual thing. Kamash Malah, that Tosefis really is part of the Etzem Dina Yom HaKippur. Maybe that's cool for the Havamina. That's what I thought. Maybe you could suggest that that's cool for the Havamina and the Maskan over here. That you know, this whole discussion about whether the additional part of Shabbos and Yontav is really considered the same, it's the same fundamental nature as the rest of Yontav. So that's, I think that's highlighted a little bit in terms of the Havamin and the Maskana. The Gemara we have about whether women would have a Havamin that women would be exempt from Tosefis, Kamash one, that women are also Chayavis and Tosefis, perhaps that could be related to that question. Okay, that's part one. Now let's talk about Ketan. So that's Tosefis, Katan's obligation. Let's talk a little bit about Ketan. Okay. So, let's continue further in Gemara Chav Chesed Beis. Amar Mar, call the Rabbos as a Ketanim. One of my favorite topics. Chinuch Ketanim. Okay. Amar Mar, call the Rabbos as a Ketanim. Frank the Gemara of Hatna, Noshim Avadim Uktanim, Betur Menasukah. Didn't we learn that a katan is pater? So how can you tell me kol is the rabbis a katanim? The mission is going, lo kasha. Kan b'katan she yigiyah l'chinuch? Kan b'katan she lo yigiyah l'chinuch? The katan has yigiyah l'chinuch, he's chayev. He's lo yigiyah l'chinuch, he's pater. What do you mean? A pasuk of kol comes to teach me? A katan is yigiyah l'chinuch? A pasuk is teaching me that a katan is chayev? Ask her, what? Katan she yigiyah l'chinuch mid the rabbanon who? says the Gemara, you're right. Midrabanan ukro asmacht ba'alma. This pasuk kol rab saktanim is just an asmachta. The Gemara continues and says, what did the Mishnah say? Katan she'eno tzarech le'imo is chayev. So Gemara says, Heichidami katan she'eno tzarech le'imo. What's considered to be a katan she'eno? At what age is a katan chayev in the midst of sukkah? At what age is a katan chayev in chinuch? At what age is a katan considered to be gil chinuch as far as the midst of sukkah is concerned? Amri devei Rabbi Yanai, kol she'nifne ve'ein imo mekan chasol. He can go to the bathroom and doesn't need mommy to help him wipe himself. Rabbi Omer, kol she'neo mishnaso ve'eino korei ima. Anyone who wakes up in the middle of the night and doesn't call out, mommy, says the Gemara, gdolim nami kar. What do you mean? Sometimes some older kids also, they call out for mommy in the middle of the night. Ela ima kol she'neo korei ima ima. She doesn't keep on calling ima ima. So, one fascinating issue I think we need to talk about is raised by Tosfos. Take a look at the Tosfos on the bottom of the page about Chinuch Katana. The interesting thing here is, right, so the Gemara says, Katan Shigil Chinuch is Chayv and Mitzvahs Midrabanan. And what age is that? So our Gemara says, Kol She'eno Tzarech Le'imo is Chayv and Sukkah. So one question that I'd like to explore here is this very important halacha l'maaseh. At what age is a katan chayv in chinuch? Is there like one age, set age that a katan, or does it go by every mitzvah differently? So that's a very fascinating discussion here, which Tosfos raises on this Gemara. Take a look at the Tosfos. Kad mekatan shigil lechinuch. Kegon, katan shigil tzarech le'imo. Avu bide maastisa ketayru lo behedjer, derech hashas lahachas harat kemim. Kavasot vekam lechagiga, tavish kol zuchorcha, rabu saktan, parcho, tano chod zuchorcha. Kodim, mishana kam lechagil lechinuch. Tehainu, kad tano hazan kol shigil lechinuch. Tehainu, hold on, let's see over here. Umishani kam lechagil lechinuch. Tehainu, when it comes to aliyah l'regel, the Gemara says in chagiga, when it comes to the mitzvah to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and Yontif, when is a katan chayv in the midst of a lila regal? The haynu kedistan hazam kol she'inu yochalechos biyada shel aviv olalos mishlaim lahar abayis. In yochalalos haynu igil lechinuch. So the Gemara says in Chagiga that when you consider to be igil lechinuch for the midst of a lila regal, when you can hold on to your father's hand and walk up to the har abayis. The kasal kedat the mashi the chol katan magim should the cross stomach sin. Abinulu. With the Kabbalah of those kusim, the Elam Mishum the Bashal Shon Yamecha the Nevi'ah Hilsa having Marbe Afil Bas Yamecha. Okay, these are side points. Here's what I want to get to. Bottom line tells us: V'hash the Yigiel Lechinuch Darmina Bechol Duchta Ein Kulan Shav. Tosa says Yigiel Lechinuch that we speak about in every place in Shas that a Katan is Chayev in Mitzvahs when he's Yigiel Lechinuch. They're not all the same. Ella Kol Echad Lefi in Yano. Each higia lechinuch depends on each individual mitzvah. The hacha amrinan be'ein tzarech le'imo. Here we say when's a katan chayv in sukkah, when he can sleep through the night without calling out for his mommy, so he can go sleep out in the sukkah, so he's chayv in the mitzvah of sukkah, when he's ein tzarech le'imo. V'gabi chagiga, when it comes to the mitzvah aliyah l'regel, in Maseches Chagiga it says, she'yochalalos, that he can hold his father's hand and go up to Yerushalayim. Uvesof lulav agazel later on that base gabi lulav it says biyodeya lenanea katan hayodeya lenanea is chayiv in sukkah and lulav. That's pretty funny, right? He knows how to smash the thing. I don't think it means that he knows how to just wave the thing. I think it means that he just understands the significance of it. I would assume it means. Just knows how to shape.
You're saying three different ages for all of sukkahs.
Oh, correct. V'gabe tzitzis piyodea lehisatev. Tzitzis, the Gemara says, does he know how to wrap something? V'gabe Torah piyodea ledaber. So these are five cases of where the Gemara gives
times. So Tosfos says, from the fact that the Gemara in these five places gives you specific time periods, that's showing that basically, it sounds like Tosfos is saying, every mitzvah, whenever the katan is shayach to that mitzvah, that's when he's signing the mitzvah.
That's what it sounds like. What's the problem?
The problem is, this is a tshuva of Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Avadya Bia Omer presented, there's a problem with this. What's the problem? There's a Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin says, Hakol chayav mitkiyas shofar, lasui katan shikil chinach. Pirish Rashi. So Rashi Maseches Erechin on the words, when is a katan chayav in shofar? When's a katan gil chinach in shofar? So Rashi in Erechin says, pluk tehi biyuma. Oh, it's machlokas. Of course, we all know when's a katan chayav in chinach. That's a famous machlokas in Yuma. Chad amak kabar shis kabar sheva, v'chad amak kabar teisha kabar eser. Shemachanchen also l'shos. So you have a Gemara in Erechin that's saying, when is the time that a katan is chayiv in shofar, and Rashi says, oh, one opinion says 6 or 7, one opinion says 9 or 10, depending on what you hold by when you become obligated to fast a few hours on Yom Kippur, like the Gemara says in Yuma. And it's also a Rashi in Brachos Tetzvav and Rashi in Megillah Yutes, that Higil Achinuch is go and ben tesu ben eser. Kamina b'yuma. And Tosfos on the spot in Erechin, on that Rashi, wrote, Valona hira. So Tosfos quotes Rashi, that a katan becomes chayv and shofar, kibar shiz, kibar sheva, kibar teisha, kibar eser, like Gemara says in Yuma, tahasa mechinach katan lehisanos mayre. Yuma is talking about when a katan becomes chayv to fast a few hours. Abu Bashar mitzvahs kolechem echel lefidako. That's Tosfos l'shitaso over here. Kida ashchem el katan shin zorach lihim uchayim besuka. Katan ayodel l'nanei achayim buluf. Katan ayodel l'satif chayim betzitzis. I'm cut. Kachas avod at Tosfos besuka. He quotes our Tosfos. Shigiel achirch damin b'chol duch the ein kulam shavim. El kolech lefid yano. Tahacha amrinan shein zorach lihimo. So what's up with this Rashi? So he says Rashi's a Pella. Talk about Shofar. Shofar should be when he's Yodea.
I don't know when he's Shemitz.
I think it's made very pragmatic. You know, with regarding Sukkah, if his mother's not going to be in the Sukkah, and they wanted to be able to go through the night without asking for his mother.
Yeah.
In this case, if he's sitting and davening for hours, he needs to fast during that davening. Presumably, he's not eating. He has to.
Shofar's Yom Kippur. We're talking Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, but you're Rosh Hashanah. He's not eating during davening.
Ah, okay.
So he's got to be. He has to be quiet.
To fasting. He could eat beforehand. I don't know. Don't have to fast. Anyway, the Aruch Lener doesn't offer your answer. He's gives a different answer. Aruch Lener says like this, a very sharp answer. Aruch Lener says, on our sukkah right here in sukkah, Aruch Lener answers, Rav Avadya quotes, Shehevi pirush Rashi v'erechan anal, kasa d'shirei d'dafka b'makum shehuskar shir acher, kagon ha'yadeh l'nanea, lo tayyim b'shanam, ha'bu b'makum shalom huskar shir, oz tayyim b'shanam, tayyim b'plukta d'yuma, ayim shalom. Wow. So, Aruch Lener, to defend Rashi, says, well, in the five places where the Gemara actually gave you a shear, that's the shear in those five places. Those are the five exceptions to the rule. But everywhere else follows the rule that's established in Yuma, and that is 6 or 7 or 9 or 10. Hang on. Tosfos says the opposite. Tosfos says, no. The Yuma is the exception to the rule. 6, 7, 9, 10 is the exception to the rule. But the rule is the five places where the Gemara decided to outline those five places. And once you know those five places, everywhere else is that way. Hazar Avadya Paskin, Lachmanaisa. Last line. Uladina Bvada Naktina Katoisis Rishonim Shatolu Lafi Inyan HaInyan. So Avadya Paskin's Lachmanaisa is telling you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it only begs the question, what's special about those five mitzvahs that the Gemara is saying of them out?
Yeah, why would that be? Well, you're saying with Firashi or Firashi?
No, Firashi, if those are the exceptions, why are those the exceptions? You know, what is unique about them?
If they're the rule, why are they exceptions? I mean, you say the Gemara just happened to have selected them.
Because it's the concept of a binyan of.
Right, binyan of.
Because there are five cases.
Right. Another interesting halacha that comes up with this whole mitzvah of chinuch, another famous dispute about this is, right, the sugya of, it's not really directly related, but once we're talking about the mitzvah of chinuch, right, there's a famous machlokas between the Ran and the Ramban in Megillah about whether the mitzvah of chinuch is on the father or on the son. Right, you have over there the Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Sukkah. There's a Mishnah in Megillah, and the Mishnah says Nush that you can't be Yotzei in the Megillah. Tanakhama says that Nushim Avodim that you're not Yotzei in the Megillah for Katan reads the Megillah for you. Tanakhama says that really this is not Katan works. So Isis wants to know. I mean, Bukhar Megillah is a Dinder Rabbanan. Katan is Chayim Dinder Rabbanan. So why in the world does Tanakhama say that Katan cannot be Motzei Gadol in the Megillah? Right? But Yehuda sounds like it makes a lot of sense. Katan is Chayim Megillah Dinder Rabbanan. So Tosfos says that a Katan is Chayim in all mitzvahs Dinder Rabbanan, and Megillah is Dinder Rabbanan. So Katan is a double Dinder Rabbanan, and a Gadol in Megillah is only a single Dinder Rabbanan. Tosa says a double Rabbani cannot be multi a single Rabbani. That's Tosa's answer. But the Ran quotes a Ramban. The Ran agrees to Tosa's there. But then the Ran quotes a Ramban who gives a different answer. The Ramban says no. The difference is a Katan can't be multi a Katan Megillah because a Katan is not Mechoyiv in Megillah at all. At all he's not Mechoyiv. Why is that Mechoyiv in Megillah at all? Because the whole mitzvah of Chinuch, there is no mitzvah that a Katan's really Chayiv in mitzvahs mitzvah of Chinuch. The mitzvah is on the father to train the Katan. But the Katan himself has no mitzvah. That's what the Ramban says over there in Megillah. So that's that machlokas between the Ran and Tosis on the one hand, and the Ramban on the other hand, comes up a lot of places also. When we say there's a mitzvah of chinuch, do we really mean that a Katan is mechoyiv in mitzvahs with the Rabbanah? Or do we mean, no, a Katan has no chiyuv whatsoever. There's a mitzvah on the father to train the Katan. Where does this come up? Comes up a lot of places. There's one place where the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion about how you can allow your katan to be yotzei in the mitzvah of lulav. They're very interesting because the problem is, so nowadays we all have, Baruch Hashem, we have money, so you buy the kid a lulav. You buy the kid. By the way, the mitzvah of chinuch, right? So we'll talk about that in 1 second. But the Mishnah Berurah talks about following, that if I want to give over my lulav to the katan, the problem is you can't get, if you have to, let's say there is Yisrael, so you could be yotzei on the first day and then give your lulav over to the katan, you're not going to, because there is Yisrael, so after the first day you don't eat lachem anymore. Now katan can make a kinyan, but he can't do maknet. You can be maknet with das acheres maknet, so you can give a tip so that he becomes an owner, but he can't give it back to you. So the problem is, let's say in Chutz Laretz, where you need lachem on the second day, so what do you do? How do you, well, let's say you haven't been yotzei yet, I would ask, how can you give it over to the katan on the first day? If you need it back for the second day, you still need to own it, because lachem, we assume, you have to own it both the first day and the second day, and you don't have to change your. So how do you give it over? So the Shulchan Aruch gives an idea that you should sort of give it to him, but, you know, don't fully give it over to him. Don't really have intention to give it over to him. It's like you give it to him, but you don't have intention to be back there, so you're still keeping it, but he shapes the lulav. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes him, what do you mean, the what'd you accomplish? If the mitzvah of chinuch is that he has to do the mitzvah, so he doesn't own the lulav, so he wasn't yotzei to the mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah presents two opinions. A big day yesha over there, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Sharatzim, he puts out to the Shiva. So that's a machlokas achron, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Is there a mitzvah of chinuch with a katan if the lulav is not lachem for the katan on day one? Is there a mitzvah of chinuch? So that's the way the Achronim understand that dispute. in the Achronim, he presents two opinions. What's the issue? The issue is, right, if the Katan is really mechoyev in mitzvahs midrabanan, so he's mamish obligated to do the mitzvah in the same way that the father's obligated. So the father needs to own it, the son needs to own it. So there would be no point in being makne your lulav. That's what one opinion says, there's no point. If you can't do it, he can't do it. But there's no point in having him shake the lulav because he's mechoyev. So if the lulav isn't owned by you, there's no point in shaking the lulav on day one if you hold this mamish mitzvah on the katan. But if you hold it's just a mitzvah on the father to train the kid, so then maybe you can conceive of a mitzvah of chinuch, are you training him wrong?
What kind of
training?
You
need him a lemon and a twig. But apparently, we'll talk about that a little bit later. The Gemara talks about that. But you can use it dried out, or can you use, Gemara has a hafmina. If you don't have an esrog, bring a pomegranate, you can bring something else. Gemara has a hafmina like that. And you could. Because this is pre-Eitzana. What's a pre-Eitzana? Who knows? Esrog, what is it? Creates something. It doesn't say esrog anywhere in the Torah. Who knows what fruit it is? But anyway, so that's the two days over there. Lechora, the two days over there. And that's we're machmir, we pasker. That's why people, Yodas and Sacks, I used to live in the state, long time used to rail about this. And people buy their kids chinuch sets. Got very upset about that. Chinuch set. If it's puzzle, so there's no chinuch. What kind of chinuch set? Okay, it's not mehuder, but it's got to be kosher. Right? And you buy for your kid a little esrog under bar mitzvah. If you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch, then you have to buy him the real thing, not a chinuch set. No such thing as a chinuch set. It's a non-chinuch set. What people call chinuch set, that's the anti-chinuch set. You're not being mechanech anything. Again, unless you say like this other part, that the mitzvah of chinuch is just right, unless you say like the Ramban. The Ramban says there really is no chinuch. So you can say there's no chinuch at all because it's the father to train him. So again, you got to train him the right way. That's true. Maybe you can say, again, it's not lachem. So still, there's some training. He has no real chinuch. You're just trying to get him into it. So maybe he doesn't play by the details. That's the way the Achronim understand that. That in the mitzvah, if you don't have to play by all the details, then maybe it's because it's just a training type thing. The mitzvah is on the father to train him, but not necessarily that he has to do everything perfectly. Okay. Good. Oh, now I still owe you one thing. What's going on with Shammai? Right? What's going on with Shammai over there? That's what I owe you. Soloveitchik talked about this in his Sefer, the Sefer Rishima Shiur. Rabbi Reichman wrote up Rabbi Soloveitchik's Chidushim. So he talks a little bit about this. What in the world does the Havah mean?
Have it here?
What does he say? He says that, you know, we have this idea by Hakel that why did the Ketanim have to come to Hakel? Could they litein schar lemeviyehem? It's just why in the world did he put a make sure the infant was in the sukkah? For sure, the Ketanim's not higia l'chinuch. For sure, he's not higia l'chinuch. Maybe if you say that the obligation is on the father to train him, it's not the maisa. The maisa mitzvah, a kat machla, is not even a maisa mitzvah. Right, what did it say over there? Let's just read the Gemara. Maisa listar. Maisa v'yolda kalaso. Right? So what did the Mishnah say? That the Mishnah said a katan should yigil achin tzchai v'sukkah. Then it says, "Maise the old kalaso." Says someone, "Maise listar." What do you mean? You tell me it's only katan should yigil achin, and then you tell me a maise that Shammai made the child, sit in the sukkah. So the Gemara answers, "Chisuri mechzer v'achitani." Is Shammai machmir, and Shammai is machmir. Sham is machmir that even
in lower gilchin. So what's but a chumra has to have some logic also. You can't just take a chumra that makes no sense. Well, what in the world is the sense in this? The kid doesn't know what's flying. Bechal, kid's not chumchum at anything. So maybe along the lines of what we were just saying, maybe if you say that chinuch is a mitzvah on the kids, and then it's not talking about. But maybe the father just wanted to get the child to, you know, used to it.
So maybe even if the kid doesn't know what's going on, but the father has an obligation.
Perhaps something along those lines. Or
maybe along the lines like by Hakel, that there was a mitzvah, that's what the Rav suggests. By Hakel, there's a mitzvah that they late, leitin skar lemeviyeim, so it's not so much that the child needed to sit in the sukkah, but it's that you have an obligation to make sure that your kids are in the sukkah. Yeah.
This is the grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know. Very, very interesting.